SOP 211, so you think you can make it through donations.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning into this episode. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Today, we're going to be talking about what can you expect from donations. I've really broken down a lot of numbers here. As you know, in February, I did two things. Number one, I celebrated my birthday, and I put a thing out that said, hey, I want a Kindle for my birthday. Help me get one. And I went out to all my podcasts. I'll be talking about what kind of numbers did I get. The good news is I did get my Kindle, but we'll get to that in just a minute. First things first, let's talk about how you can contact me. There are a few ways to do it. Easiest way, if you want to just email me, it's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. And you can comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. So yes, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate your time. And if you've been thinking, well, I'm going to put out a podcast and I'll put out a donate button and see what happens. Well, a couple things went on here. I really wanted this Kindle. I'm having issues with my eyesight, and a Kindle can help me blow up the text. And I'm like, this will be great. And plus, I'm a geek and I wanted a Kindle. I mean, I'm not going to deny that this was, depending on how you look at it, was part want, but there was a big part of, there was definitely a need here, but it's probably more of a want. And so I went to my fans and said, hey, it's kind of a special birthday. I'm halfway to dead. I'm 45. Help me celebrate my birthday. Give me $2-3. And I had 23 people respond, who are Mary Susan Leone, Sharon Garner, Vicky Carr. See, I have to put on my glasses to even read this. Vicky Carr, Catherine Plessing, Dwayne Martin, Sean Collier, Robert Fishboone, Kathy Henderson, Amy Chastain, Sally Getch, thank you, Miley Anderson. By the way, if you know of anybody that is flying from Cleveland to California, please contact me because Sally has a cat that needs a ride. I'm serious about that. Miley Anderson, Detlev Tesh, Linda Pearson, David Nixon, Carrie Jacobs, Marie Dimitriadis, Quirita Long, Dan Spechtenhauser, I get the distinct feeling he might be German, Carol Miller, Gregory Adams, Nicole Stockdale, Norman Lamont, and John Newbar. And those ranged anywhere from $2 all the way up to $25. God bless you people. And I'm getting my Kindle. Now, here's the interesting thing. You're like, wow, that's cool. Number one, I really, by the end of the month, just because you are basically begging for cash, cyber begging. And that, I know for me personally, when I listen to other podcasters that do that, that drives me nuts. And I'm really glad that I don't have to do that this month. But I ran some numbers, and I had, now this went out over my Logical Weight Loss podcast, which is at logicalloss.com, the Musicians Cooler podcast, which is my oldest, longest running one, at musicianscooler.com, this podcast, which is my next and my oldest one, Weekly Web Tools, which is at weeklywebtools.com, and my Better Building a Better Dave podcast, which is at betterdave.com. Now, and the Logical Weight Loss podcast is at logicalloss.com. Now, the interesting thing is, so one is about podcasting, one is about losing weight, one is about marketing your band, one is about kind of web tools for webmasters and entrepreneurs, and then one is basically just my diary. So the interesting thing is, I had 9,505 downloads in the month of February for those podcasts. 53% of that was not my longest running podcast. No, that's the Logical Weight Loss podcast. Shocking, right? It's the first of, you know, the second month of the year. People are still in their New Year's resolution. That podcast goes crazy at the beginning of every year. The School of Podcasting, so that represented 53%. 26% of my downloads came from this one, with 2,508 downloads this month. Then the 14% was the Musicians Cooler at 1,288 downloads. Then came Weekly Web Tools at 523. That podcast is really taking a nosedive. I switched my format, and apparently my fans don't like it. And then Building a Better Dave, I only put out one episode, and only 138 people listen to that. Now, that's one thing I want to point out here. If you go, wow, only 138 people? I spoke at a church last Sunday. I delivered a sermon, actually. And I had, I think, 44 people in the audience. And that was a fair-sized room. It's a very small church. So basically, doubling that is not bad. Now, the interesting thing is, so even though Logical Weight Loss had 53% of my downloads, they represented 81% of the clicks. Because I sent everybody to, like, in this one, I went to schoolofpodcasting.com/birthday. Well, if you did that, you would be one of the 9% of the School of Podcasting members. They made up 9% of the people that actually went to look at the site. 8% of the clicks came from Twitter, which I sent out about 4 or 5 messages about that, and then 2% from Building a Better Dave. Now, the interesting thing of that is, if you count all the downloads, and I had that sheet somewhere. Here it is. You count all my downloads and narrow that down to the number of people that actually donated. It came to 0.24%. Not 2%. Not even 1%. 0.24% actually donated. I would have to look and see how many clicks I had, and unfortunately I don't have that information. It wasn't many. It was less than 500. I know that. So my point is, if you're thinking about trying to have donations pay for your podcast, and first of all, I'm not complaining. I'm deeply grateful. And I show, and guess who's going to get the most of my attention? You guessed it, the Logical Weight Loss people, because in my opinion, this shows me that I'm more connected with those people. Second to you folks, of course, but I don't tell them that, right? Don't you're still my favorite. And Weekly Web Tools and Building a Better Dave may be on the chopping block. Who knows? I do some of those for the Building a Better Dave podcast is just something I do occasionally. That doesn't really even count as a podcast. If you're thinking of making it on donations, I just need to let you know that if you have, doggone, I don't have a calculator. If you have 1,000 listeners, which is a lot, in my opinion, he said looking for a calculator. See, I turned off my, here we go. I have a calculator right here. Doggone it, but I started my computer. Now we're going to have that whining noise in my background. If you have 1,000 people, and I found a calculator with no batteries in it, that's helpful. But if you times that by 0.24, what is that, 24 people out of 1,000, I think? So keep that in mind. The donations, if you're like, man, I never get a donation. I begged for a month straight and got up to 0.24%. Again, not complaining. I'm just trying to let you know that as a business model, donations are hard and you have to beg constantly. Last up, I had mentioned a while back that I was trying to get a podcast with a audience before I started the podcast. I actually approached a couple magazines and said, hey, I'm going to be doing this podcast that fits in with your magazine. Would you like to be, you know, I'll promote your magazine. You can promote my podcast. Contacted a couple people. A couple people were interested. And in the long run, nobody actually came on board. Nobody. And that podcast right now is getting about 38 downloads an episode. That's one. Number two, I haven't promoted it hardly at all. It's the Grow Your Church Show. GrowYourChurchShow.net or .com, excuse me. GrowYourChurchShow.com. And number two, it's a podcast that really relies on the community to chime in with ideas. And if you don't have a community, you got no content. So that didn't work in that instance, but I'm not going to, I started another weight loss podcast based on a faint one. It's the Jillian Michaels podcast. We'll complete transparency here. JillianMichaelsPodcast.com for a couple of reasons. Your mother said never play in traffic. I'm saying Jillian Michaels right now is probably the most famous, not always beloved, but probably famous health and fitness people on the planet. She's one of the trainers on The Biggest Losers. She used to have a radio program. She stopped that because she's having her own TV show. So I basically created a fan cast about Jillian Michaels. I've put out 3 episodes. The last one had over 300 downloads of that episode. So if you're looking for an audience, you might find a topic that's very popular, be it a TV show, be it whatever, and do a podcast about that. Now, in this case, I'm not in contact with Jillian Michaels. I would love to be in contact with Jillian Michaels. I actually contacted her when she was doing a radio show, and she was saying she was going to quit it. I was trying to get her to hire me as a podcast consultant, and that did not happen because she's got her own TV show. She doesn't want to have a podcast. But you might want to look into that. If you're saying, well, I want an audience, you might want to look at what's really popular and start a podcast about that. But keep in mind that, oh, I'll give you an example. Another podcast consultant, Cliff Ravenscraft over at, podcastanswerman.com. He has a huge audience and a huge community about the TV show Lost. Well, that's going off the air. And it's interesting that Cliff has started up a new podcast about The Biggest Loser, which is also another very popular television show. So Cliff's no dummy. And I picked Jillian Michaels, number one, because you still have to be passionate about the topic. You have to be passionate about the topic. And I love Jillian Michaels. I'm a big fan of hers. And the other reason why I picked Jillian Michaels is she puts her name on just about anything, and all those things have affiliate programs. And yes, I am making a small amount of money from the Jillian Michaels podcast. So that's just some behind the scenes, how I planned a podcast, how I'm doing it, and I'll keep you posted on that. But if you've ever wondered about that episode, whatever happened to the podcast where you try to have an audience first, that one failed miserably. I don't know that I'm going to pod fade it. I've got a couple ideas in it that I'm going to get for content. I'm looking for a stream of content for that because I thought I was going to get it from my audience. I thought it was going to get it from these magazines, and it didn't happen. So I haven't given up on it, but that may be something you want to think about. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, by all means, stop by and see me. Self-paced tutorials take you from point A to point B. It's schoolofpodcasting.com. There's all sorts of different ways you can sign up. You can sign up for a day. You can sign up for a month. You can sign up for 6 months. You can sign up for a year. There's a huge discount if you sign up for the more you sign up. And we've got, like I said, the tutorials. We've got resources and more. And that's the end of my commercial. And I just want to thank you very much for tuning in. And thank you for emailing me. I know a couple people emailed me about commenting on the show about horrible audio problem, like the fan noise we probably have now in my background. I'll be talking about that in a future show, so keep your comments coming. And keep in mind that if you don't start a podcast, the competition probably is. And until next week, class is dismissed.